Dear friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. I was seriously considering using an alternative gospel for today. I don't know if you remember the gospel that Karen read for us. Talked about conflict in the church. Talked about meeting somebody face to face. If that doesn't work, take an elder with you. If that doesn't work, take them before the church as a whole. And if that works, you've gained a brother or a sister. If it doesn't, consider them a tax collector or something worse. But I decided to stay with the text. That last verse is the one that most of us would point to. And it said, "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them." We love that verse, don't we? On the back of our bulletin today, it talked about the beginning of Ephraim Moravian Church and talked about two or three gathering in the beginning of this church those many years ago. That last verse almost seems not to fit with everything that went in those previous verses. But upon further investigation, it fits a great deal. There is conflict. There needs to be conflict resolution between brothers and sisters, between neighbors, between parents and children, husbands and wives. And Jesus says, as you go about that business and that hard work of reconciliation, where two or three of you are gathered in my name, I will be there with you in those times of reconciliation. Our text plainly tells us this morning that there is conflict in the church. Did you know that? It happens. The church is not made up of perfect people. We are sinners who come here week after week seeking renewal. And to hear that word from our God of his love for us and his forgiveness. Sometimes we can feel as Christians real guilt within ourselves when we see conflict happening in the church. It should not happen. We're Christians after all. Conflict should not happen. But it does. And there are people outside of the church who often rail upon Christians and say, "They're all a bunch of hypocrites." And I would say, yes, we are. Everybody that walks on this earth, I believe, is a hypocrite. For who among us has not said one thing and done another? Don't do as I do, but do as I say. And so the church is not made up of perfect people. The Lord of the church is perfect. And he seeks to be there with us in our imperfections. And he seeks to be there with us at times when our imperfections cause conflict, wherever that conflict may be in our lives. Conflict happens. Oftentimes it happens within the church because somehow we as members of the church feel a possessiveness about that church. Oh, I know what happens at Ephraim Moravian Church. I was born into this church. It's my church. It is your church, but it is not my church. And there's a difference. Thank God that you feel that it is your church. But be careful that we do not think of it as my church. That's when the conflict can happen. I grew up in the Midwest. Naomi did. We're Minnesota born and bred. We grew up with Minnesota nice, just like many of you have Wisconsin nice or whatever. As I grew up, I clearly understood that conflict was not good. That when you have conflict, it must mean that somebody doesn't like you. But that's not true. We may disagree, but that doesn't mean we don't like each other. But I remember early on in my ministry, I didn't want to ruffle feathers, cause any stirring of the waters, because I wanted everybody to like me. But that simply isn't going to happen. Not in the church, and not anywhere. I still do not like conflict. But I realize conflict is going to happen. And it's how we deal with the conflict that is important. What are we going to do with the conflict that we have in marriages and between children and parents and brothers and sisters and neighbors and whatever else? What are we going to do with that conflict? How are we going to deal with it? Are we going to go into a silent kind of a cocoon and not talk with each other about it? It only drives it deeper. We ignore one another, it'll go away. No, it doesn't. And it is so hard when we go to bed at night if that festers in us. It's hard to sleep. And it just simply keeps working at us. We can talk about loving our neighbors, loving our enemies. But I think it needs to start with that person sitting next to you in the pew. I think it needs to start with that brother that you've been alienated from, or that sister. Children who may be alienated from parents. It hurts when that happens. So what are we going to do about it? Jesus said, if you're serious about that reconciliation, if you're serious about burying those grudges that you've held, sometimes senselessly, I'll be there with you. For where two or three people are gathered in my name, I'll be there. And I'll be there with you at your times of reconciliation. We as people of the church are people of forgiveness. We are people of grace. We are people who need to say, I forgive you. And we need to ask for that same forgiveness. Our text today is rather harsh. But reconciliation, conflict resolution is very important and very real in the life of every one of us. And I pray for all of us that as we meet those situations head on, as the scripture says, that we realize that our Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father will be with us to meet us in those times of reconciliation so that we might move forward in peace and in the grace of God. Where two or three are gathered in my name, even if it's conflict resolution, I will be there with you, says the Lord. Amen.